Andrew Schneider on KIA KRLS Radio here at the wrap-up of the Dutch Masters Invitational. And for the first time in school history, the hosting Pella Dutch are your champions. We've got KJ Bisek, we've got Cole Floden, and we've got Patrick Bishara. And KJ, first of all, a great 2 days for the team. What does it mean to have a team trophy here against a field that has so many great 3A teams?
It feels good, actually, because it shows that what we have become throughout the years and how much advance that we can and how much we can compete against the best teams in the state. Overall, I think we still can get better. And I think us three just being leaders of the team and showing leadership is a big thing, and it's been helping our team a lot. So,
yeah. Well, and Cole, yeah, the best teams in the state are here, and that really pushes you, right, when you've got the defending state champions and so many others. How did that help today and yesterday, knowing that you were already on a tough golf course, but then also kind of pushing you along, knowing that some great golfers were here today as well?
Yeah, I mean, just having all those tough teams there, you just know you have to go out and play your best, and you can't quit, and you just have to keep on trying, and all, like, and just like through everything.
Well, and Patrick, yeah, similar question and similar note, right? The golf course is tough. The players out here are tough too. How does that make you better golfers, knowing that over 2 days you were able to beat some of them? And what were the things that you think were the biggest keys to doing that?
Yeah, playing here was definitely an advantage because we get to see the course almost every day. I think playing a hard course as our home course prepares us for a lot of other courses in the future too. So that's a big advantage we have over some of the other teams.
Well, and KJ, Coach described this as kind of a prelude to the state tournament, because the state tournament, when we have cooperating weather, is over 2 days. How do you think mentally this will prepare you, knowing that that's the end goal? And what are the takeaways, do you think, to get yourself ready for that stretch run?
Yeah, it's been, I think this is a great tournament to do every year for everyone. I feel like most players don't get to play 2 days in a row for a tournament. And the fact that we get to host the tournament and on a great course is just amazing in a way that just no one can really beat.
Well, and Cole, I mean, the other part of this too is that this year you had a couple new faces on the team that kind of had to fill in some big shoes. What's it like to see this group really come together and see guys stepping up into those new roles this year? And I guess, what have you seen from the progress, especially of some of the varsity newcomers?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see, just to see all these guys, it's just fun to see them all improving and how much they have to battle for their spots, and like especially in like the 5 and 6 spot, like every week there's guys trying to fight for that spot, and it's just awesome to see that.
And Patrick, you know, on that same note and token too, you guys have already seen so much great competition coming into this weekend. How has that made you better, knowing that, you know, again, that end goal is to get to the state tournament, and that week in, week out, you're seeing the best golfers, not just here at this tournament, but really all throughout the season?
Yeah, being around people who are better than you is kind of how you get better. And so being able to match those better teams or even beat them is something that has really prepared us and will prepare us for the future.
Well, KJ, this is kind of the midway point of the season. Still have some big road trips left. You have some great golf courses you haven't played just yet. How excited are you for this upcoming stretch run and getting to see some of these other courses maybe away from home?
Well, I'm actually really pumped because we play, in my opinion, a few courses that are either similar or a little bit more tough than this course, and a bunch of new courses that we haven't played before. So I feel like, yeah, as long as we can keep our mental game through and that stuff, I feel like we can place pretty well and finish the season well, maybe go to state after that.
We'll see how that all shakes out. And Cole, what do you think are the biggest keys for this team after today to keep improving, and the little areas that you can focus on to get your score even lower?
In practice, we just have to keep on doing what we've been doing, just hard work every day, in and out, and just, like, looking after each other and just, like, just to know that we're all okay and things like that.
Well, Patrick, I'll give you the final word. We've mentioned it quite a few times, I have too, that the end goal of this team is to go chase a state championship and go be up in Cedar Falls for the final 2 days of the year. What's it going to take over these next couple weeks to get yourself ready for those district meets and then put yourself in a position to do that?
Yeah, I think we're all motivated to get there, and we all want to go there, so that's one big part. And we're all working really hard every day and at these tournaments, and we hope to see it pay off in the future.
That was KJ Bisek, Cole Floden, and Patrick Bishara, three members of the Dutch Masters Invitational Champions, Pella High School. Congratulations, fellas, on a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you in action soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.